Hi, and welcome to the Live Beautifully podcast. I'm your host, Katrina Scott. And wow, I have so many amazing things planned for you. For the first time in a long time, I've been able to really tap in, get creative, think of things that could really help you in all aspects of your life and how we can all come together and, of course, live beautifully. I have some events online and in person coming up, some business, some motherhood, and some lifestyle so we can connect with one another. So make sure you text me at 213-205-3604. I will put the number and a link to text me in the show notes. I'll only be sending information about these events on my text at first and giving first access and then sharing discount codes and information about online events. So make sure you text me, just type hi and I will get back to you right away and then we can save each other's contact information. Today, we are going to talk about habits, reaching our goals together, and my favorite topic, identity. One of the questions that I receive a lot in my text group, whether it's an AMA or someone that is just, you know, late night thinking about what she wants to achieve, is about achieving goals. What really contributes to positive change? When we think about that, you know, what is it that we want to achieve? And it's always possible and it's always within us. Whatever it is, I want you to think about that right now. So what is it that you want to do? Do you have a goal that you've been thinking about? Do you have a dream that you've been thinking about for the past couple years or even your whole life? So if you're at home, close your eyes. If you're driving, keep your eyes open. But let's all collectively take a deep breath and think about what is it that we want to do and what will it take? Usually it feels so big and so far and so out of reach, but if we can make small changes each day, then we can actually achieve what we dream of. And you are capable. I know you can, and I know you can too. A couple examples, if your goal is to start a business, but you don't know where to begin, taking small steps each day, even just 30 minutes of research, of planning, of taking a course or writing will give you over 10,000 hours of research and action over the course of a year. That is so much time, you guys, and it's so much knowledge that you can gain. If your goal is personal development, but it feels too out of reach, you could commit to one podcast a day from one of your favorite coaches or multiple people. That's over 21,000 hours with incredible positive preaching people and mentors that are literally in your ear during such intimate moments. You could listen to a podcast. Sometimes I listen to a podcast while I'm taking a shower because I have to do two things at once for me to actually get it done. Or on a walk or while you're folding laundry, whatever it is, you could be listening to someone that could really make a huge impact on your life. If your goal is to find your life partner, but it feels like everyone is taken, you could commit to connecting with one person a week on a dating app, or if apps aren't your thing, you could head out to social events in your community once every 2 weeks. Or maybe it's to start confidently going to workout studios in your town. Could you start going just once a week? It's overwhelming at first thinking about the small changes you need to make, but little by little, you start to gain confidence with these habits. Okay, next, identity. So if you're wondering why identity was part of the daily habits, it is so important for you to think about your identity. So instead of saying, I want to start my own business, I want you to become that person. Who is someone who starts a business? They're an entrepreneur. Embody what it means to be an entrepreneur and say to yourself, I am an entrepreneur. If it's personal development, then each day say a mantra to yourself like, I am calm, I am patient, I am kind to myself and others, and I'm a reader and a journaler. It's not really about acting differently, and it's not about the act of the habit. It's about thinking differently and being that person that is already inside of you. Thinking back, the times that I've been able to achieve something is when I was thinking about the feeling of who I wanted to become, not the it, but the who. All of the daily habits will lead to that. Knowing who I'll become keeps me going. It's better for you to step into that person, not to wish that you are that person, because it's already in you and that's why you desire it. We just have to bring it out in you. So we're going to do that together. So whoever you want to become in 3 months, 6 months, a year, you can achieve it. What is it going to take? You probably already know. If you feel like you don't have enough time, how can you evaluate your time? Take inventory of how you spend every hour of your day. Do you have any habits that don't help your goals? What usually derails you? We have so much more self-awareness of ourselves than we give ourselves credit for. I know what I'm doing usually when I'm not achieving my goals. And I know what I'm not doing when I'm thinking to myself, oh, I really wish I could be doing that right now, but I know what's stopping me. So even right now in this moment, do you have maybe three things that you feel that you are doing or not doing that are keeping you from your goals or becoming the person that you want to be? For some of us, it might be TV. The average American spends 2 hours and 30 minutes watching TV every day. Time is so precious. Time is so important and valuable to you. Do you want to give over 2 hours of your time to something else, or do you want to give it back to yourself? I personally don't think I spend more than 30 minutes watching TV maybe per month, but something that I do is I spend time scrolling on social media. This statistic is going to shock you. The average amount of time that most of us are on social media is almost 5 hours, sometimes 6 hours. And you can actually go on your phone and look at screen time. Once you look at that number, can you take any of that time for yourself? Can you invest any of that time into you, in your heart, in your mind, in your soul? In January of 2021, I actually vowed to stop watching all stories except for a small handful of people. And since then, I've only watched maybe 30 people's stories over the course of 2 years now, unless I'm like tagged in it, but actively on the top when you go to Instagram, I don't watch those anymore because I realized how much time I was spending there. And going back to the episode that we did with Marie Forleo, what are we consuming before we're creating for ourselves? Are we living our life or consuming others? Are we building our dreams or living watching others live out their dream? This year, I also vowed to do no scrolling Sundays, and it has transcended into so much more. I barely scroll now, but I also give myself a limit. I love social media because I love connecting with all of you, but I needed to give myself a time limit so I could really focus in my own life too. I sat down, I said, I'm only going to spend 30 minutes a day or less. That's over 4 hours less than the average person my age. I think that this is a hard one because social media is always there and you can kind of escape your daily life to just open it up and see what's going on. You are not missing out. You are missing out on your own life and you can actually start tuning into you. Something that helped is that I actually took my social media apps and I put them in a folder on the last page of my phone. So I had to do a lot of work to get to it. And then now when I open my phone, it's not the first thing that I open. Another habit that can keep you from your goals is drinking too much. I'm all for having a glass of wine or champagne. I love, like, at the end of the day, Brian and I turn on music and we have like a glass of red wine and we sit down for dinner. But I think because of COVID, we all were home so much that a lot of us formed an unhealthy relationship with alcohol. So if you relate to that at all, I'm going to share some stats that can really put things in perspective for you. The average American drinks almost 500 drinks per year. That's only a drink and a half per day. And I say only because sometimes that's like, you know, it doesn't even feel like you're drinking that much if you have like a glass of wine and a half. But that's over 60,000 calories for the whole year. And that's 17 pounds. So if another one of your goals is to be healthy and lose weight, you're working up against that. So not how can you cut out something completely, and you know, I'm not going to go into how to stop drinking, but if you want to get healthy, how can you look at what you're consuming? So whether you're consuming on social media, consuming at your dining room table, or in a wine glass at the end of the day, how can you reel that back and turn that into a couple times a week? Or how can you maybe just open social media a couple times a week? Again, a lot of us formed these habits, especially over the last few years, because the world has been such a crazy place to live in. But now it's never been a better time to reevaluate what you want your life to look like and who you want to be. Once you figure out what you need to free yourself of, maybe it's past habits, limited beliefs or time constraints and what you need to have a better relationship with, then think about how can you double up on things? So how can you make more time in your day? For example, this year I wanted to read more books, but curling up with a book and a cup of tea just isn't possible with my schedule and commitments. So if I made that goal, then I would have already failed. But I figured out if I'm going to read books, I'm going to have to listen to them while doing something else. So I actually listen to audiobooks while I walk, which working out was one of my habits that I wanted to do. And I'm hitting two birds with one stone, which when I say that, I don't know why that's so weird. I feel like we need to start saying like, can you pet two birds with one hand? I don't know. So I'm such a dork, but how can you do two things at once that are both really great for your goals? One of my favorite quotes is, "Nothing changes if nothing changes." If we are expecting different results from doing the same thing each day, we're setting ourselves up to be really disappointed. And then if we set unrealistic goals, like for me, if I said I want to read a book every week, I would have already failed. But if I say, okay, I'm going to listen to 4 hours of audiobooks each week while I'm walking, doing laundry, while I'm driving, I can actually do 4 hours a week. And I've been able to listen to a lot of incredible people. You need to set yourself up for success. You need to make those habits so easy that there's no way that you can't succeed. Since one of my goals was to listen to books, one of my favorites that I think you should all download today was Atomic Habits by James Clear. He is incredible, and Atomic Habits means all those small habits. He shares, number one, decide the type of person that you want to be. You can write it down. And number two, prove it to yourself every day with small wins. So give yourself that evidence that you are becoming that person. Every action you take is a vote for the person that you wish to become. Identity is actually derived from the Latin words that mean being and repeatedly. So your identity is literally your repeated beingness. What are you repeatedly doing every day that makes up the identity of who you are? James Clear also says, be the designer of your world and not merely the consumer of it. Today on livebeautifully.com, I'm doing an activity that will help you form better habits. Go to my newsletter and I'm going to send you the most amazing interactive worksheet that will help you make a huge impact in forming better habits and becoming the person that you wish to be. Go to livebeautifully.com/habits. I'll put the link in the show notes. These 5 questions that I'm going to ask you are things that I ask myself before I embark on a new journey, when I'm working on something, or when I need to achieve a big goal. So head to that link and I will send it to you right away. I want to share a little bit about how I've recently lost myself and my daily habits. And it's okay because it's been during such a beautiful time in my life and of course Brian's, but it's postpartum. A lot of times people postpartum feel like they've lost their identity. And it's actually because they have lost those little daily habits of taking care of themselves or doing things that really make them feel good. And then all of a sudden we turn around, you know, a year, 5 years or 10 years later, and we're thinking, wow, where have I gone? What happened? So even over just the last year, I wasn't sleeping. I didn't have any energy to get dressed for the day or even to, you know, make the bed, especially when I was just crawling back in to breastfeed. I couldn't find the time to shower, let alone clean up my closet. I felt like my life was in a blur trying to balance having a toddler with big feelings that needs me probably more than ever, and then a newborn just coming into this world, all while trying to keep up with the demands of work. Being a parent is probably the most selfless way to live. Children, of course, take priority over even the smallest acts of self-care. And little by little, those little acts of self-care, it adds up and it ends up being, you know, we have nothing left for ourselves. It's like everything else in life takes a backseat. And so all the great habits that we used to embody are no longer even possible with the lack of sleep and lack of time, and we're in a blur. And that's truly why postpartum is so hard, and it's this out of body experience. And even for the dads, we all lose the identity of who we once were and who we were as a couple. But the good news is that it's all temporary, and we can make small adjustments to find our new rhythm and our new life and our new relationship as parents together. Some of my habits or lack thereof were so normal. I would go months without even an evening routine by the time that Bella was down. And then I finally got Colette down. I knew I would just be up all night. So I wouldn't even bother with, you know, skincare, anything. I would just lay down until Colette would wake up probably like 2 hours after that. I would forget to drink water. I was drinking way too much caffeine during the day and I was forgetting to eat. And the only thing that I was eating was, you know, Bella's snacks. And when I was making her something for school, I'd grab, you know, a handful of what she has. As present as I was with the girls, I wasn't able to be present with myself and how I was fueling my own body and fueling my mind and fulfilling my heart. And then in January, I love a new chapter. I know there's like so much controversy, right, about like New Year's Eve, but I love New Year's because it's just this moment in time. It's saying, hey, this is a new journey. And it's just like any other day, but I really looked at this year as, how can I make adjustments in my life to find me again? And something that I did in the past was I always would journal, and I had no time to journal really postpartum. It was really hard. So at the beginning of the year, I picked up my journal and I started writing again. I cannot even tell you the magic that started unfolding, the power that you can actually have within yourself and putting pen to paper is really, really remarkable. And that's going to be part of the activity that I have on the newsletter. So in the journal, I really focused on identity and I wrote a few goals I had for myself. I will be 40 in November and I wrote who I want to become and how I want to feel. I don't want to change who I am, and I'm sure that that's how you feel too, but it's really embodying a better version and a higher version of myself. So I want you to think to yourself right now, who do you want to become? How happy do you want to feel? How will the space around you feel? The people, your home, your body, your mind, your heart, and your entire being. For me, I want to feel peace, truth, calm, love. I want to help others be so fulfilled and happy. So that's where you come in. And I write those words down, and then every single day, I write the evidence of what I'm doing to help me become that. So head to the link in my show notes, go to my newsletter, and I'm going to send you the most amazing interactive worksheet that I know that will make an impact on your life. So go to livebeautifully.com/habits, and I'm going to send it to you right away. I cannot wait to hear from you after. Thank you so much for tuning in today. I love you. If this episode helped you, I'd love to hear from you too. Leave a review because I read everything from all of you and I appreciate it so much. You keep me going, especially when things are tough. And speaking of habits, I'm going to head out for a walk and listen to a book. So let's all do something right after this episode that is evidence of our higher self. Take a pic and check in with me. Tag me at Katrina Scott and at Live Beautifully, and I will be sharing all of your check-ins with each other. I love you. Thank you again. And I have so much planned for you and I'm excited. I have a huge smile on my face for everything that's to come and just to keep connecting and growing together. Love you. Thanks for tuning in. Bye. Thank you so much for tuning in to Live Beautifully today. I hope you loved this episode and that you feel empowered, connected, and of course, inspired to live beautifully. Make sure you subscribe so you're the first to know when a new episode comes out. I love seeing your reviews and hearing how this podcast is making a positive impact on your life. So if you haven't yet, I'd love for you to leave a review. I read everything from you and it means the absolute world to me. I'll be sharing your reviews and stories on Instagram at Katrina Scott. Also for Ask Me Anything episodes, literally anything, text me on my cell at 213-205-3604. 213-205-3604 with anything you'd like to talk about. Title your text AMA for Ask Me Anything so I can look out for your message. Thanks again for tuning in and sharing this with your girlfriends. I cannot wait to chat soon. Let's live beautifully together.